Life Audio.
Welcome to Christian Natural Health with naturopathic Dr. Lauren DeVille. Christian Natural Health is the podcast on how to get and stay healthy, God's way. You'll hear topics on nutrition, exercise, sleep, avoiding toxicity, meditating on scripture, what supplements to take, stress management, defeating anxiety and worry, how to reconcile Eastern medicine approaches with Christianity, and a whole lot more. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lauren.
But look around you, your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome back to another episode of Christian Natural Health. Today, I'm excited to have Dr. Teitelbaum with us again. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum is a board-certified internist and nationally known expert in the fields of chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, sleep, and pain. He's authored numerous books, including the best-selling From Fatigued to Fantastic, which is now in its fourth edition. He's the lead author of numerous studies on effective treatment for fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome, and on one study on effective treatment of autism using NAET. He also developed the popular free smartphone app, Cures A to Z. Dr. T lives in Kona, Hawaii. Welcome, Dr. Teitelbaum. Thank you so much for joining us.
Since I live in Hawaii, I can go aloha, everybody.
Oh, excellent.
And it's going to be fun today. For those of you who have fatigue of any cause, pain of any cause, CFS, fibromyalgia, or persistent symptoms from COVID, we're going to teach you how to get your life back today. So it's going to be a fun day. So Lauren, care to take it away?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about long COVID specifically. So it's obviously a big concern for a lot of people in the last couple of years. Can you give us an overview of like how prevalent is it and how does it typically present for most people?
So it's about 10% of the population. Some numbers are going as high as 15%, but I think that that's a problem with how they're diagnosing it. They're making it this big, gigantic wastebasket. Can you imagine if, you know, they just developed cars and suddenly the cars are smashing into each other and they had car crash disease, you know, instead of saying, well, there's skull fractures, there's broken legs, there's a bloody nose. They're calling all of them the same thing.
Yeah.
Long COVID by definition is any symptom, mm-hmm. which is insane if you think about it, that persists after COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's one reason it's so hard to do good research is because they really have to make proper diagnostic criteria, and they're moving towards that. And given 10, 20 years, they probably will. But what you had to do in CFS and fibromyalgia in the beginning, too, define the diagnostic criteria, research outcome measures, blah, 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 blah. So bottom line, what we're going to talk about today, well, let me take 3 minutes and talk about persistent lung problems, heart damage, organ damage, versus what we're going to focus on, which is persistent fatigue, brain fog, maybe pain, the post-viral chronic fatigue syndrome. So for those with other forms of persistent injury, you can email me at fatiguedoc@gmail.com. If you have shortness of breath, I'll send you the information sheet. That's a whole show in itself. But Curamed, which turns off inflammation, Boswellia, if it's in the lung, which turns off lung inflammation, and clinical glutathione to turn off oxidative stress. These are three triggers for persistent damage. So for those with lung or other persistent damage, those who had heart disease, like a heart attack or carditis, or the heart muscle is weak, download the Cures A to Z phone app. And there's a $2 upgrade, but all this information is in the free app. And just look up heart disease. It will give you a recipe of things you can do on your own that will dramatically increase cardiac function and can save your life. It's just the main problem with the things in that app is that they tend to be natural or generic medications, which means they're cheap, which means it's virtually illegal in this country for anybody to effectively talk about them. And not, no bad people. It's just a quirk. A quirk in our healthcare system says to talk about using something to treat a disease, you have to pay the $400 million to $2 billion regulatory process fees. No problem. Now, I know what you're selling is 10 cents. And if you pay that $400 million regulatory fee, everybody in the world can sell it for 10 cents now, and you'll go bankrupt. So you can't discuss it unless you do it in a way that drives you to bankruptcy. Let's have fun and talk all about it. So this is kind of a quirk in the system. People say, well, it's not FDA approved. All FDA approved means that it was expensive enough that and patentable that somebody was willing to pay the $2 billion regulatory fee. So it's important to understand that. Most of what we're going to talk about today are low-cost things.
Right.
And that's why most doctors haven't heard about them. So my little rant that I was trying to avoid. But anyway, that's important for people to understand why doctors don't hear about this stuff. Yeah. And that's because we only do what the drug company voices in our head teach us to do. And that's only what's expensive.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, and is there a correlation between like other types of post-infectious viral syndromes and long COVID? Are they similar? Are they different?
They're the same.
Mm-hmm.
Long COVID is one of dozens of post-infectious chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia thing. It's the same thing. So if they simply take hundreds and thousands of studies on post-viral and other CFS and fibromyalgia, we will already know that we can treat long COVID. Long COVID is very, 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 very treatable. And you look at the virus, what we're seeing, there's a new study that came and showed this all this remarkable new stuff we had never heard about before. Like, oh, there's Epstein-Barr reactivation. We have only known that for 45 years. It's a shocker.
Seriously.
And if you give the Famvir and Celebrex to knock it out,
you'll
get better. Oh, what a shock. Both generic. Don't hold your breath. They're trying to combine them into a patentable new combination.
Are they really?
Which will probably be about $24,000 a year. That takes time and money. They say, oh, they also found that cortisol was low.
Shock. Yeah.
Let's see. At my 1990-something study, we kind of showed that and showed that you don't get the adrenal suppression if you give the cortisol at the right dosing and form. But headline. So the headlines are basically like Rome falls, these things are kind of old news. So if you have long COVID, you have fatigue, brain fog. Those two are the hallmarks. 40% of you will have trouble sleeping. That's severe, 60% moderate. In about a year, that will go to about 90% of you will have trouble sleeping. First year, we see increased sleep, hypersomnolence, and then that progresses to insomnia. And some people start with the insomnia. And you may have widespread pain. And we understand what causes that. This is not rocket science. The low energy from the viral infections and other things triggers the muscles get locked in a shortened position. Think about it. When you come out home after a heavy workout, your muscles are low in energy from working out. They don't go loosen up. They're tight and they hurt. And you start to hurt all over. You get chronic pain and triggers brain pain or central sensitization, which triggers small fiber neuropathy. And you've got the pain. This is, there's seven types of pain, but those are the three main, and that's the progression. This is old stuff, Lauren, and you know that, and I know that. So what we're here today is to let you know out there, those of you suffering with this, when you go to your doctor and the doctor goes, oh, I don't know what's wrong with you, so you're crazy, in so many words, tell them, thank you for letting me know what a complete idiot you are, and walk out the door. Seriously. I'm not overstating that a bit. I'm dead serious. There's no place for that. That's abusive. And for them to say, I'm sorry, I don't know what's wrong with you,
sure,
that's honest. Let's see if we can find somebody who does. That's just honesty. Somebody goes, well, I don't know, and starts to imply to you and your family member like this. Yes, abusive. It's not acceptable anymore.
Absolutely. And so can you make the connection for our listeners between getting COVID, recovering from COVID, and then having reactivation of these other viruses? What's actually happening there?
So we still are teasing out the details of it. But what we do know, this has been shown in the research, and we've known this for decades, is that once the immune system starts to go down, basically, there are a number of infections that drive immunity, these viruses don't make their own energy. They don't have energy furnaces called mitochondria. They hijack our body's own energy systems and use that energy to reproduce. Our body is trying to fight them by shutting down energy production and starving them.
Okay.
Which is kind of brilliant if you think about it on the body's part. That's where what we call methylation issues come from. It's not the genetic methylation defects, which are not defects at all. But everybody's positive on them and they're all excited. Oh, I've got a defect. No, you don't. This is what you're seeing is in most people, and small, tiny, about 1%. Have a true homozygous methylation defect where it's an issue. The other 57% of you, sorry, it's just a normal variation and you're chasing smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean that methylation issues aren't important, but it's not genetic. My book will talk about how do you tell true methylation issues? How do you approach the methylation issues? You know, the MTHF, avoidance, and certainly I'm not negating that. I'm just saying we've got it wrong.
Right.
You know, we love it when we have a test that's positive because I'm not crazy. But there's many tests that are positive for everybody in the world and your hubcaps.
Uh-huh.
So you want to distinguish. And again, some of the companies don't like me because I do distinguish. I don't take money from any of them. So forgive me. And if I say something that pisses you off, please ignore it. That shoe doesn't fit. You just toss that shoe. Sorry about that. So it's shutting down energy production to starve the virus. And how does it know when to turn energy production back on? It's looking for this viral foreign DNA. As long as it sees it, the little scissors come out and keep chopping it up. You know, mRNA, chew up all the foreign DNA. And then once there's no more foreign DNA, it sounds you all clear. Energy comes back up. And ta-da, you're back to doing what you're doing. But what happens if foreign DNA doesn't ever get completely eliminated? Or there are certain viruses like Epstein-Barr that are shingles virus, chickenpox, that the body's, for some reason, never completely destroys. It takes some and locks it up in little jail cells. My guess is that these are viruses that are common, and the body has learned that unless we're constantly training the troops against them, we forget how to.
Mm-hmm.
So certain viruses, it keeps small amounts of them just so the new troops can come, hey, okay, learn how to fight this guy in a controlled environment.
Right.
Yeah, it keeps them in check. But when our immune system goes down because it's constantly fighting a virus that's gone and has no energy, you'll see jailbreaks. And Epstein-Barr is the most common jailbreak, I think. So we're seeing in COVID, another study showed something new that we've known 37 years, that the we see what's called viral reactivation of Epstein-Barr virus. And then you've got to treat it and put it back in jail again. I mean, I do that with the Famvir-Celebrex combination. There are a lot of immune stimulants, all kinds of ways to do it, but that's the one that in the research seems most effective right now. But again, it takes about, in the studies, they do it 6 months. I tell people it's going to take 4 months to see, but that's just for the Famvir. But this combination is more often about 10 to 12 weeks to really start seeing the benefits.
And you said it was Celebrex and what? What was the other thing?
Famcyclovir. Famvir. Famvir is an old antiviral. It's now generic. And and the Celebrex is an old arthritis medicine. That it was funny. In my books, got 20-some years ago, I note that for fibro pain, the ibuprofen-type medications do nothing, with the exception of Celebrex. And I don't know why. Celebrex helps. Turns out Celebrex is also antiviral.
Oh, interesting. Didn't know that.
The two work together. They're synergistic.
Very cool. Okay, so you've authored numerous studies on specifically long COVID. So you use that. Any other specific protocols that you've used in there?
Yes. So here's the thing. What you'll find, my approach is treating the viral components as one piece of it, but mostly restoring energy production. If you turn energy production back on, because that affects many systems. When you have low energy throughout the body, first thing that happens is you flip a circuit breaker called the hypothalamus. It's a little almond-sized area over here. It controls sleep. That's why you can't sleep. It controls your hormones. That's why all your hormones are out of whack despite normal tests. It controls autonomic function. So you get POTS. You stand up, blood rushes to your legs, your pulse goes up, and over time, your blood pressure goes down. You get brain foggy because you're not getting blood flow. So all of these things, I'm going to address the whole pattern. And what I randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study showed was that if you treat with what we call the SHINE protocol, excuse me, you're optimizing sleep, addressing hormones, again, despite normal tests. Normal means you're not in the lowest 2% of the population. It's two standard deviations. It doesn't mean you're healthy. Most doctors have no idea where the normal range comes from. So a normal range for shoe sizes would be 6 to 13. I wear a size 12. If I put on your size 8, you put on my size 12, the doctors will say those shoes are both normal and there is no problem.
Right.
Low adrenal. This recent study showed that as well. We're going to adrenal. So let's go through quickly. Sleep. Melatonin, I like sustained release. There's an EP120. Sustained release 10 milligram melatonin. I take that myself each night. There's a mix of six herbs called, I had chronic fatigue syndrome in 1975. It actually knocked me out of med school and left me homeless for a year. That's how I learned to recover. And I feel great, but I still do certain things to protect my energy production. I'll take a mix of sleep herbals called the revitalizing sleep formula. And then for severe thing, there's over 30 things that my book talks about for sleep. So you can get 8 hours sleep. But the key thing is a high dose of one is just going to leave you hungover the next day. Low doses of several things work much better than a high dose of one for sleep.
Interesting. Yeah.
Hormones. Thyroid, achy, weight gain, cold intolerance. You need thyroid hormone. I don't care what the blood tests show. Do you get irritable when hungry? That's low adrenal. To get every infection that comes around and takes forever to go away, that's low adrenal. I'll go with Adrenaplex. I'll go with very, very low dose hydrocortisone, the equivalent of 4 milligrams of prednisone or less, usually less than that, which hasn't shown to be safe. Higher doses, horribly toxic. The reproductive hormones, 70% of men are in the lowest 30th percentile for testosterone. You don't need to give testosterone in 30-year-old men. You give clomiphene, turns testosterone production back out on its own. And women, if your long COVID symptoms are worse around your menses, I'm not talking about irritability, that's low progesterone. I'm talking about brain fog, the fatigue, the achiness, all that stuff, insomnia is worse around your menses. That's low estrogen progesterone. And those can be addressed with bioidenticals. So basically SHINE, sleep, hormones, the low blood pressure or POTS issues, rapid pulse, infections, including viral, antibiotic sensitive, candida, all of those, nutritional support, and exercise is able. You do that, our studies show 91% of people improve with an average 90% increase in quality of life.
That's awesome. And I love that you published this because there's so many people that I talk to who are so afraid, just increases the fear of COVID with the fear of long COVID. What if I'm going to be like chronically debilitated if I get this? But there's ways to address it. And that, I think, is what the message that people need to be getting.
You can prevent. This is a study in Lancet, I believe, 50% of cases of long COVID by simply giving people the medication metformin and within the first 5 days of getting COVID. Even if you give it later, it helps. But if you give it in the first 4 days, it's 63 to 67% less risk of getting long COVID. Now, a big problem with the metformin. Metformin, it's only $10 for the whole course. So it's we can't do that because it's only $10, damn it. You know? So
right.
Anyway. This is a study of about 1,000 people. That's it.
How does that work?
We don't know.
You don't know. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I can give you all kinds of theories as to why it may work.
Yeah.
But I'm just guessing.
Okay. Yeah. Then I'm very curious. I know that that one's been used for longevity medicine recently. So I'm wondering something to do with that. But
yeah, it may help the energy crisis. It also is specific against the spike receptor. There's all kinds of things that decreased hospitalizations, deaths dramatically also. Mm-hmm. But we can't talk about that because we'll take it off. But this is a major study that is recognized by experts.
It's
cheap. Sorry, we're not allowed to talk about it. So anyway, if I'm being an idiot, please just go away. I've been in medicine 50 years now, and I've got both a sense of humor and I get frustrated a bit when I look at the system is geared. We say we're evidence-based. No, we're not. We are dollar-based. And the system controls virtually all the outlets of information, which means everybody's saying the same lie. And the lie is what's expensive is good and what's cheap is quackery, even if it's a generic medication. And so, and again, no bad people. Everybody, I haven't met a single bad person out there. You know, they're all good people, but the system's a little, what's the Yiddish word for cocked? It's screwed up.
Sure, absolutely. So, okay. So what have I not asked you on the subject of long COVID that you leave with the audience?
How do you start?
Yeah. Okay.
So here's the thing, because I know my college nickname is Rambling Jack, so you can see how I got that.
Right.
And med school, I was a phantom because 2 to 4 in the morning, I'd be ghosting through the stacks of the hospital library, pulling journals and comparing. I like to do 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, and today. And I would pull from those dates just to get a sense of the flow. That's when I realized things that are not high cost medications. Right around the time pharmaceutical industry did this, that research all stopped. It was as if anything that's not expensive medicine is like, knock off that nonsense or you're out of here. Which is being 20 years old then, you know, as a second generation of my med school class, was a shock. But the teasing us that we're God, we know everything, we're doctors, it's all science. And to see in the research, like, no, it's not. It's a shock. So anyway, how do you begin? A nice, easy way. My email address, if you have a piece of paper, write it down. Fatigue, FATIGUEDOC, @gmail.com. Ask for the long COVID information sheets. I'll send you a 4,000-word article summarizing SHINE on how to approach it and where to go for information. There's all different things. I'll basically walk you, you know, hold your hand with the information in the sheets, walk you through it. I'll send you information on low-dose naltrexone, which is an absolute, you should get your doctor to prescribe. But again, it's cheap, but the doctors won't hear about it and they won't know about the research. I will send you an information sheet on orthostatic intolerance, which will basically give you 2 home tests you can do that will tell you if you have it. You don't need table testing, and tell you how to treat it. That's when you stand up, your blood rushes to your legs and stays there because gravity. So it teaches how to get the blood back up to your brain so you feel better. So if you email me, I'll send you those. A simple test, though, is, you know, for the orthostatic intolerance or POTS, lie down for 10 minutes and then check your pulse and then stand in one place and check your pulse every minute or two for 10 minutes. If it goes up 30 beats a minute or more, it confirms you have POTS, and then a cardiologist can guide you with it, or the information sheet can guide you better. Or if it goes up 20 beats a minute and you have the fatigue and brain fog, then I think you still have POTS and should still be addressed, because it's not hard to treat once you know it's there and you know how to do it.
So Awesome. So you kind of told us, but where can people go to find more about you?
So the So the website, vitality101.com, will have information. If you're interested in supplements that help energy and where I would begin, those I have at the endfatigue.com. And what I would do is start, there's a three-pack that I put together for people. And all of this, except the Smart Energy, is also available on Amazon. And then if you buy it on Amazon, I don't make a penny on any of this. In case you're thinking, he's just selling me stuff, I'll tell you the secret. Here's how you screw him. You get the stuff on Amazon and he won't make a penny on it. And you know what I'm going to say? Just get it, get better. That's all good. So the bundle that has the multivitamin, clinical essentials, the HRG 80 red ginseng chewable tablet, which is, we did one study of 188 people, half of them roughly with post-viral chronic fatigue syndrome. Energy went up an average of about 60%. I mean, this is for, and when I take it, I just take half a tablet a day. I just take it on day, like today, this morning. That's one reason. Nice, simple things. Clinical essentials, HRG 80 red ginseng chewable tablets, and then the Smart Energy System. Mm-hmm. For most of you, that will probably, on average, about double your energy, just for those three. Yeah. And then you have all these other things using the SHINE protocol that you can add in. I would trust your instincts with it. Right. And then, or you can go see Dr. Lauren, and she will expertly guide you and get you better. As Dr. Lauren has noted, and as most experts who have done this a while, although you, I think you haven't done it that long because you're not, you're a little younger than my daughter. So, so you learn, you're a quick study is what it is. It's not a big deal to get people better. You know, this is incredibly treatable. And if you had it and you're afraid, what if I get COVID again? Have your doctor prescribe the metformin. You can ask me for the metformin information sheet. You have shortness of breath, ask for the shortness of breath information sheet. You have infertility, ask for the infertility information sheet. Happy to send you any of these things. Just know this is not a big deal. The media wants to scare you to death because that's where the money is. They want to scare you to death and make you hate everybody. Turn it off. They're just making crap up on both sides.
Absolutely.
I'm on the media a lot. For some reason, they still like me. I don't know why, because I keep telling everybody to turn them off.
Right.
But anyway, if I'm quoted correctly, where it really says what I'm saying 20% of the time, it's quite a bit. If they're totally making up words where not a single word they're quoting me is in there, it's about another 20%. And the rest of the time, they're just taking a few words to say exactly what they decided they were going to say. That weren't really what I was saying. So nice people.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
But when it stops entertaining you and starts feeling bad, there's this Tai Chi move. Breathe. Center. Reach out to the side. Grab the remote control and click.
That's the key.
You'll feel so much better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Teitelbaum. This has been great.
Lauren, always a pleasure.
Absolutely.
Okay. Be well, everyone.
Are you looking for a holistically minded healthcare practitioner who truly treats root cause rather than symptom suppression? Unfortunately, even in the alternative healing professions, this isn't a given. That's why I've created wholehealthdoctor.com, a resource to help connect patients to healthcare practitioners in their area who share a root cause philosophy. Alternatively, most of the practitioners listed also practice telehealth. So if there isn't anyone local to you, you can still find a great practitioner to help you regain optimal health. Go to wholehealthdoctor.com. That's wholehealthdr.com. Type in your location or adjust the specialty that you're looking for and find the practitioner who's right for you.
Thanks for listening to Christian Natural Health. This show is run by you, so please write in with topic and guest suggestions for future shows. For more great content, subscribe to Dr. Lauren's blog at www.drlaurendeville.com or follow her on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Lauren Deville. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share it with your friends and give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It really helps us to stand out so other people can discover great content as well. Have a great week and God bless you.
Everyone wants to change the world. Capital Ministries is doing just that, one heart at a time, by creating disciples of Jesus Christ among political leaders in the U.S. and foreign nations. For more than 25 years, founder Ralph Drollinger has written Bible studies specifically for public servants. Study along with us and learn what the Bible says about capitalism, communism, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other contemporary issues. Subscribe and follow us at lifeaudio.com or search Capital Ministries on your favorite podcast platform.